This is episode number 2398 of the Who Cares News for Monday, March 6, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, Chris Rock has finally addressed getting slapped by Will Smith for the first time during a new Netflix comedy special.
Yeah, you know, it's only been a year. Next week are the Oscars. Oh, my God.
He had to wait. He said, I know that at one point he said, I have to wait until.
Yeah.
You know, he had to, and I it makes sense. Something like that happens. You have to wait till the right time.
Yeah.
Till you're ready to talk about it. Because once you put it out there.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
So during the show, Chris said, everybody knows it happened. I got smacked a year ago. I got smacked at the Oscars by this mother effer. And people are like, did it hurt? It still hurts. I've got summertime ringing in my ear. I know you can't tell on camera, but Will Smith is significantly bigger than me.
Well, not that much bigger.
Yeah, he's Will Smith's the tall boy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's tall.
Uh-huh.
Chris Rock is kind of a smaller, leaner.
Yeah.
But Will Smith is but he's over 6 feet.
Well, I'm sure it's the slap smarted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got that. Yeah.
He says he does movies with his shirt off. You've never seen me do a movie with my shirt off. Will Smith played Muhammad Ali in a movie. Do you think I auditioned for that part?
No, I don't think so.
So now later during the set, Chris Rock said he didn't hit Will Smith back because I got parents. Because I was raised, you know what my parents taught me?
Oh, no, what's that?
Don't fight in front of white
people. Oh, my God. Jeez.
Playing before throwing down the mic.
Oh, my God. So that special is on Netflix, huh? Got to watch that. I'm sure that there's colorful language in that.
You think?
In that Netflix special with Chris Rock. You know, I don't think either one will be at the Oscars this year. We know that Will won't be.
Chris Rock might be. I think he, might be. Well, I don't know why he would be.
I don't know. You know, Jimmy Kimmel is just, he's just mean enough that he'll probably reference it, you know?
He'll probably make kind of a big deal out of it.
It's like, yeah, we probably need to let it die. We probably need to let it die, Jimmy. It's okay. We were waiting for Chris Rock to say what he said, you know, because we waited a whole year for him to say it. But now it's like, well, all right, we're done with that.
Well, I think now that he's finally said something,
we can
put it to bed for a while.
Yeah, I think we can put it to bed. I think so, yeah.
Put that puppy to bed.
And if anybody tries to slap anybody next Sunday night, the Academy's all over.
They're ready for you.
They're ready for you with their crisis team.
Yeah,
their
they are.
Crisis team. That includes you too, Chris Rock. If you want to slap somebody just for the hell of it.
Just to see what it feels like.
Yeah. We've talked about this before. Now, Will Smith won Best Actor last year, which means he's supposed to present Best Actress this year.
Yeah, won't be happening.
Will won't be there. Mm-mm. Will can't come to the Oscars for 10 years. That's all there is to it. Apparently, he can win an Oscar.
Well, yeah.
But he can't go to pick it up. Somebody's going to have to pick it up for him.
If he's nominated for his work.
And then hopefully
not
he doesn't
that he's had much.
Slap the delivery person who brings the Oscar to his house.
That's funny. So, Paul Mescal.
Who's Paul Mescal?
Paul Mescal earned his first Oscar nomination for his role in After Sun.
Okay.
He also got a Golden Globe and a BAFTA nomination.
Okay.
So, you know, we're hoping that he is has time to button up his trousers for the Oscars.
What's
next
going
week.
On?
Well, he just had an awkward encounter when meeting Nicole Kidman for the very first time. So him and his buds, because he was on Jimmy Kimmel Live on Thursday night.
Okay.
And him and his buds were doing this, his castmates were doing this getting changed in a dressing room.
Yeah.
After a performance of A Streetcar Named Desire. It's a stage play and it's in London.
Okay.
At London's Alameda Theatre.
Okay.
So he hears a knock at the door. Well, you know, he's thinking it's just a stage manager, stage guy, something like that.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. It was Nicole Kidman.
And he was sans trousers, right?
He says, I'm standing there in sweaty underwear.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, you'd think the next step, the next smart step anyway, is putting on some trousers.
Yeah, nah.
And he said that he just felt that there was something incredibly undignified about pulling up his pants in front of Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, I can see that. All right.
Yeah.
That's kind of undignified.
So he said he managed to have his trousers half pulled up while kind of chatting with Kidman about the play.
Yeah,
And the awkward encounter ended with a hug.
Oh, my.
And then after she left the room, he and his castmates turned to each other and said, what the hell just happened?
So you run that risk. You go backstage at a play.
Uh-huh.
You run that risk of running into people in their underwear. Because the first thing they do is they get out of costume, right?
Well,
rush back to backstage. I would imagine, I've never been in a Broadway play, but you know, you rush backstage and you're somebody big like Nicole Kidman. Oh, I loved the show. I just had to come back here and say, you know, congratulations. But no, you know, I'm pretty sure she was like, oh, excuse me, you're dressing. She could have said that. She could have backed right out of that one.
She could have.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
It's probably nothing unusual in a sense because
thinking. Yeah. It's how unusual can it be?
And then she could, but seeing Nicole Kidman as classy, she could have said, oh my gosh, you're in your underwear.
But it's not like Nicole Kidman hasn't seen men in their underwear. They're sweaty underwear.
And you know what? She's married to Keith Urban.
Yeah.
Paul Mescal doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No other man matters.
Well, that's true.
She's married to Keith Urban.
Well,
Come on now.
She might get bored. On a Thursday night, she might get bored.
No.
Gone to the theater to see guys in their sweaty underwear. I mean, that's crazy. But I mean, you know, I get it. That's a horrible thing to have happen. I wouldn't want that to happen to myself. I'm like, man.
Well, if you met Nicole Kidman for the first time, I think you'd want to have your pants on.
Yeah, I would. I want it. Yeah.
Or what if Halle Berry knocked on the door?
No. My pants would be on.
Would they?
Yeah, they would.
Would they?
For a while.
They fall off as soon as you answer the door,
well,
and it's her.
Well, it wouldn't fall off. I mean, I'd have to convince her into letting me take my pants off. But that's a totally different story. Anyway, with our apologies to Paul Mescal because, you know.
How embarrassing.
How embarrassing. And Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.